Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
You know, easy. I'm up all night, couldn't get no sleep. Worried about tomorrow. Don't wanna be that guy, can't feed my family. That's when I heard your voice saying to me,
pray not thyself, Jehovah Jireh is here.
Fell from an even lifted up my head.
I'm your provider, make your requests to me.
Our first Caribbean song for the week entitled God You're Not Easy from the legendary artist and pastor from out of Jamaica, now living in America, Pastor Junior Tucker. And I am truly loving this track, man. You know, the message is so real. And for those of you who know all the battles you had to endure, but still at the end of the day, God still brought you through. And to those of you who do not understand what he means in his Jamaican patois when he says, God, you're not easy. You know, he simply is saying in many words that God is the greatest and there is no one like him. Yeah, man, but that right there is a big tune. You know, he just released that track last week. And the first time I heard it, I just fell in love with it. Then when I went on YouTube and checked out the video, man, that is amazing. So you guys just go on YouTube, check it out. Junior Tucker, keep up the great work. It's really great to hear your voice once again, man. You know, I haven't heard nothing from you in a long time, you know. But big up yourself, all right? And Now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted, anointed singer, songwriter, musician, producer, and internationally popular gospel recording artist who is a well-loved bishop, pastor, and family man, too. The singing and very cool brother, Bishop Jason Nelson. Bishop, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. Glad to be off with you today.
How's your wife, children, your twin brother, Jonathan Nelson, and the family doing?
You know what? Thank you for asking. My family is great. We have no complaints. God is very good to us.
Hallelujah. Bless his holy name.
Pastor Jason Nelson, it's such a great honor to have you here with us once again, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And you know I'm a big fan of yours, man. I love your worship style. I love the anointing that you put in your music that is able to effectively navigate itself into the souls and the heart and the mind of listeners, you know. But tell me something. How do you prepare yourself when you're heading into the recording studio to be able to deliver such amazing music?
Hey, landlord, what's up, man? Good to be with you.
For sure.
That is an amazing question. First off, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. That's an amazing question. Part of what I do is, because I'm a pastor, I spend quite a bit of time praying, meditating, reading the Word, fasting, you know, the things that we're supposed to do to help not only maintain our walk with God and our relationship with God, but that helps to bolster who we are with God and how we operate and function in God. So when I know I'm going into studio sessions for writing, for recording, even with the live recording we just did, it was really all about making sure that I was in a position to constantly hear God and what he is speaking, not just what he has spoken. And I think that is probably the main thing that I do to make sure that I'm moving in cadence with God, that what I'm singing is what God wants me to sing. My language is what God wants me to use. And I think that is one of the major reasons why people are so positively impacted by my ministry.
That's really good, man. You know, that's some good word right there, some good advice, because I really feel that if anything that we're doing, we got to be passionate about it and well prepared.
And Jason, your music is just got that anointing. You're singing so anointed, and Yahweh featuring Melvin Crispell III is sounding good in the neighborhood, brother.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this new music that is out, and I'm glad that people are able to, you know, hear the evolution of who God has made me to be and what God has called me to do. And this song Yahweh is really, you know, it's really special to me because it delves into kind of the space that I think the world is in. I'm a strong believer that we're in a season or a time, even a dispensation of revival. And one of the facets of revival that I think is really important for us to look at and why Yahweh is important is it deals with God breathing. So when in Genesis, when God breathed into Adam, his exhale was Adam's inhale. And the Bible says, and Adam became a living soul. And revival is really that process of God breathing again, God releasing his wind again, his what the Bible calls the Ruach in the Old Testament and the Pneuma in the New Testament. And so Yahweh really speaks to what happens when we do something very simple, something that is innate to our being, which is breathing. We have the opportunity to receive the power and the Spirit of God all over again. So Yahweh really speaks to what happens when God breathes again. And Melvin Crispell just, you know, he grabbed the vision, and he's such a phenomenal voice and a phenomenal heart and worship leader. And I think that is one of the reasons why the song translates so well, because, you know, his heart, my desire for God to be seen, is heard in that music.
Amen.
Good word, good word. Yes, indeed. We are just so grateful for God Almighty, man.
For real. And it's a beautiful song and a beautiful collaboration. Pastor Jason, there is a fan of yours from out of the beautiful island of Turks and Caicos. She is a police officer, and she goes by the name of Louise Belsey, and she has a question for you.
Mr. Jason Nelson, my name is Louise Joseph Belsey. I am a police officer from Turks and Caicos Island. My question to you, sir, how long have you been singing? Thank you.
Okay, that's a great, great question. Louise, how are you? Hope you're well. Thank you for your service and all that you do. I have been singing almost as long as I can remember. I remember singing in church at probably 6 or 7 years old. So singing has been a part of what I've done for the vast majority of my life.
Wow.
Keep it coming.
But man, you know, I thank God that you is following your heart, you're following your passion, because you does what you does very, very well, and you're able to impact so many people, man. And that is what it's all about, impacting and changing the lives of people through the gift that God has given you, man, you know. But you keep up the great work, bro.
Landlord and Mike D, thank you all for having me on. I am absolutely grateful for the opportunity to talk with you all today. And to the Bahamas, the Caribbean, all the islands, and my family in Africa, I'm glad to talk to you today. Thank you all for supporting my music. It means the world to me.
Every breath that we breathe, the name we will sing is Yahweh.
from the child drummer and bass player at his father's church to family man and the church's pastor and then a bishop. Bishop Jason Nelson has had quite the journey. And the well-loved songwriter, producer, and singer Jason Nelson features Melvin Crispell III on Jason's song, Yahweh. Brother Jason Nelson is real cool, too, coming out of that Baltimore, Maryland area. And it's great hearing from Jason Nelson today. Landlord Jason Nelson, a real cool brother who has anointing just flowing from his music.
Mike, Jason Nelson is one of my favorite gospel artists. I just love the way that he worships and the way he is able to deliver his music to the people, man. Great, great, great minister when it comes down to music, man. Awesome guy. Always great to have him right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is an artist from out of the U.S. and he goes by the name of Joe Robertson. I want you to check out one of his latest track entitled Shackles.
Tell me that the streets are paved with gold. Yeah, Lord.
That was some great music coming from Joe Robertson. He is a soulful gospel artist that combines the raw, heartfelt tones of the blues with uplifting, powerful church music. And that was his latest song entitled Shack House. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, when a person remains strong, when a person remains positive, when a person pleases God, it's no telling who they may be inspiring.
Most definitely, Mike. And that right there is so profound. Let's continue to inspire people in a positive light. Good word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international multi-award gospel artist, Jason Nelson, for hanging out with us today on The Caribbean, an urban American gospel hit show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station, right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on The Caribbean, an urban American gospel lit show. But coming up next from out of the Bahamas is a lady that goes by the name of Renee. She used to sing with a popular secular band right here in the Bahamas called The Falcons. But now she's doing gospel, and I want to leave you guys with one of her latest tracks entitled Hug Somebody and Tell Them That Jesus Loved Them, with some great Bahamian rake and scrape music. I know you guys gonna love this one, all right? So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
They are used to give Him praise, embrace and be raised, to worship and adore, to serve Him more. Your father, your mother, your sister, your brother. Tell them God loves you with an everlasting love. Sometimes we go through trial and tribulations, but God.
your spirit say, girl, you're not done. You ain't seen nothing yet, 'cause the best is yet to come. Oh Lord, when you let me make it to the church doors, I'll tell them what you've done for me. I've got some stories to tell, some testimonies that will do them well. How you always looked out for me, your word says I'm royalty. Oh, every time I make it to the church doors, I'll tell them what you've done for me. You've done for me.
Tell them.